Need a reason to smile? Comfort Dental has you covered with new patient exams, including x-rays, for just $19. That's right, only $19 to get started on a healthier, brighter smile. With convenient locations, flexible hours, including evenings and Saturdays, and a team that truly cares, Comfort Dental makes dental care easy and affordable. No gimmicks, no stress, just quality care when you need it. Get comfortable with Comfort Dental. Call or visit ComfortDental.com today.
Very good afternoon, it's Niall Boylan with you for the next hour or so. Now, I suppose I could spend an hour talking about the decision yesterday, the green light given to reduce the money for Ukrainian nationals who were in Ireland, but that's going to cause a lot of controversy. But I will speak about it a little bit later on, just in general. I think it's a piecemeal offering. I think it's playing to the gallery. It'll make absolutely no difference whatsoever. I think, you know, we're being fooled and hoodwinked by the government, because essentially, if you're Ukrainian and you're in Ireland and you're jobless, you can still claim exactly the same benefits of 220 quid and you can go on the HAP scheme, you know, and get accommodation. So it's not really going to make a huge amount of difference, to be honest with you. I think it's just the government doing something to appease the 76% of the population who believe we've overdone it slightly when it comes to immigration. We'll get around to talking about that later on. But on a lighter note, oh, by the way, it's really important that you keep subscribing to our website. Keep supporting the show. We really appreciate all the donations and subscriptions that we get on a regular basis. Thank you so much. But please continue to do so. Christmas is expensive when it comes to electricity and everything else. So please go to the website, www.nileboylan.com. Right, I'm going to read out this email. And I know this is going to garner a lot of attention, because it's probably something that's happened to many a man, I would imagine. I love the show, except when you talk about trans people. Okay, fair enough. My husband went to his Christmas party on Friday night with four lads from work, and he didn't arrive home until 5 a.m. I asked him the next day how it was, and he said they went clubbing until all hours and did the 12 pubs beforehand. He was still half cut all day Saturday, but sure, that's what happens at parties, isn't it? I'm okay with that. Later that day, we were in the car and his mate called him on the phone, and it was on speaker in the car, and his mate just said, "Did you tell your wife?" He took it off speaker immediately and made the conversation really quick. He was very edgy and I knew something was up. I asked him what Larry was talking about. Larry obviously being the mate. What Larry was talking about. Would he please tell me? But he wouldn't tell me. As the case may be, as he started waffling and arranging to go out. Oh yeah, he started waffling and saying arranging to go out with wives over the Christmas. But I knew he was lying. After we got home, I called Angie, who was a wife of Larry, and we're good friends. And we were just chatting away, waiting for the opportunity to get some information without prompting. She comes out and says, "I nearly killed Larry when I heard they were at a lap dancing club till 4 a.m. And she said she only found out and she was annoyed that he didn't tell her when she asked, but he did admit it later and they were okay now. I got off the phone, I called my husband and waited for him to come home. I could feel the anger burning up inside me. I asked him again and he lied and said they were in a club and then eventually admitted they were in a strip stroke lap dancing club. I went berserk, and I'll be honest, not just about the lying, but the fact that he supports the objectification of vulnerable women and also that he was admiring another woman's naked body. I felt cheated. I told him to get out of the house and not to come back, and I don't care where he spends Christmas, but it won't be under our roof after cheating on me and lying. He took loads of his clothes and went off, and he's sleeping at a friend's for the last 2 days. He's been texting and calling me constantly. I eventually answered this morning and just told him, don't call me again. My sister thinks I'm overreacting, and even my own father says this is a complete overreaction. It's something that all men have done, but I really don't care what they think. I let him come home for an hour or two on Christmas morning for the sake of the two kids, but he can go to all the clubs he wants now. I bet your listeners wouldn't put up with this." So would our listeners put up with this? Well, joining me on the phone is social commentator, property commentator, Carol Dieter, and also Minnie Mooney from the Irish Independent, because I thought I'd get a professional opinion from the gruesome twosome. Anyway, let me go first to you, Minnie. Ladies before gents, of course, let's be chivalrous here today. I mean, if this was your other half, Minnie, would you put up with it?
Well, no, I wouldn't, because the biggest thing for me would be the lying and the sneaking and kind of omitting the truth, like the idea of picking up the phone and taking it off speaker and having a really quick phone call and having to find out the information from, you know, this other woman. It's that's all a big red flag for me. It's the lying. It's not actually the strip club. I have no problem with that.
But he probably lied because he knew the way she'd react. Clearly, and we know by the way she's reacted that, you know, she does go on about the objectification of vulnerable women, which she's not incorrect about, by the way. And, you know, and she does go on about that she feels cheated. So he knows the type of person morally she is. So that's probably why he lied.
Yeah, so I think that's the thing that should be established really early on in a relationship. And I think, you know, you don't really think that it's something you have to talk about necessarily, but I think it's something that people should talk about early in their relationship, is say, are you okay with me going to a strip club? Are you not going to be okay with it? You know, have a conversation about it, because otherwise you'll end up in a situation like this. And I think if they had previously established that he shouldn't go to a strip club and he did anyway, then like, this man's absolutely in the wrong.
Yeah.
But if he didn't know and he thought it would be fine, then why did he lie about it? So that kind of just makes me think that overall he knew that she wouldn't be okay with it and did it anyway, which again is what I would be angry about, not the fact that he went to a strip club.
Let me go to Carl. Carl, I mean, this is something that many a man have found themselves in the doghouse over, but maybe overnight or for a day or two, but not out of the house with their bag and baggage.
Yeah, I think the issue here isn't that he looked at other naked women. I think, speaking, you know, specifically about heterosexual males, that they like naked women, they like sex, they, you know, and there's women who love sex as much as the guys do, but I think in general, guys like it more, and they're more aroused by this kind of stuff, they get off in it, and so I think at some stage, the majority of men will look at porn, will look at naked women if given the opportunity.
There's a difference between looking at porn and actually going to a club with some young one, you know, with her top off, you know, jizzling in front of you. There's a bit of a difference, isn't there?
Well, actually, you could argue.
One is a fantasy. One is real.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you're consuming, and there's some bizarre forms of pornography out there, you know, it would be nowhere near. Or, you know, it would be far more crazy than what you might see when a woman dances on a stage with no clothes on. But look, the whole point is, and to get rapidly to it, is I think the issue here is one about trust and honesty in a relationship more so than the act of looking at a naked woman. Because if you were to think about it in its, you know, strictly aesthetic sense, I don't really think that there's a problem with looking at someone who's naked.
Mm.
But I think that if you lie to someone, there is a problem with that. That's
yeah.
not.
I mean, Minnie, in relation to strippers in general, why is it when women go to see male strippers, it's a good night out, but when men go to see female strippers, it's a sleazy night out? Why is there kind of a double standard on it? And there is, isn't there?
There is, yeah, there absolutely is. Which I think is a shame. I think if I was to let my boyfriend go to a female strip club, he should let me go to a male strip club. But I think there is a difference, because there's this perception that male strippers all do it by choice, and it's a sort of celebration of their own, you know, physique and their own masculinity and sexuality, whereas all female strippers are kind of
doing it for the money.
You know, well, not necessarily that, but also there's this perception that all female strippers or all female sex workers are very vulnerable, and they're being exploited, and they can't take care of themselves in the same way that male strippers can. Which,
and do you think that's true? I don't think it. I mean, no, don't get me wrong, there are vulnerable women who are being exploited. There's no doubt about that. But I mean, there are a lot of women. When we used to talk about the sex worker debate going back 5 years ago, when they were trying to when they made it illegal to purchase sex in Ireland, there was a lot of women who were sex workers who come on the air, and they described what they called the happy hooker. And that's a term they use in the business, which is the woman who does it and is quite happy to do it and doesn't feel pressured into do it or vulnerable. And then, of course, there are the vulnerable women who are trafficked into it. And there's a stark difference between the two. And the same would go for stripping, I imagine.
There is. Yeah, there is. And I think for some women, obviously, it is something that they didn't necessarily choose to do, and they are being exploited. But for a lot of strip clubs, like, you have to go and you have to audition to be a stripper. So you know, when you walk around strip clubs, that some female strippers are stripping for the same reason that some male strippers are, which is just that it's a celebration of their own sexuality, and they're completely in control of it. And a lot of the time they can choose who they do and don't, you know, sleep with or lap dance with or strip for, whatever. You can, you know, some strip clubs are looking only, some strip clubs are touching only. And I think there is this perception that all women who strip are just kind of downtrodden victims of some sort of, you know, horrible patriarchal kind of system.
I get you.
But
no,
a lot
I get
of the
you.
Time it's just Yeah, I think a lot of the time it's women who it takes away from, I think, the agency of, like you said, the happy hooker to say that all female strippers are being sexually objectified and they're vulnerable women, because a lot of them aren't. They're very happy to do it and they've done it by choice.
Yeah, I mean, Carl, I don't know. I mean, this is a kind of a popular time of the year. There's a few laptop dancing clubs in town and they're all going to be very busy over the next few weeks because of Christmas parties. Generally speaking, lads' Christmas parties, the 12 pubs of Christmas and then off to a lap dancing club. Have you ever done it yourself? Hanging you out to dry here, Carl. Have you ever done it yourself, Carl?
Gone out drinking and gone to strippers. I let it pull and my life is a tapestry with many different colours having been woven into it. I would agree, though, like, in the same way that, like, when you say putting women down for working in the sex trade or in stripping, basically it's as if they have no choice in their own life. Now, I do want to say slavery is wrong. Mm-hmm. Human trafficking is wrong. Forced labor mm-hmm. is wrong. Forced sex is wrong. All these things are wrong. But in the same way that working at the provision of sex or nudity should be acceptable, the same way as working for pay in return for labor isn't deemed wrong. You know, if you massage a person, that's a job. But if you do the same thing and masturbate them and they orgasm, suddenly you're some kind of terrible criminal. And we never actually really take a look at why do people seek refuge in physical comfort from other people. Mm. And we understand it when we do it in relationships and love and families, and that's all okay. But there's some people out there that either too busy or they can be quite unlovable. You know, there's all manner of things.
And I understand. I spoke to a girl 2 or 3 years ago and she sold hugs. She had this organization and, you know, they had a couple of girls in it and a couple of guys as well. And all they did was they sold hugs. So that you'd go in and they just hug you and you pay them.
it's actually gotten so bad in Japan that there's actually a professional service of providing someone who goes around. I think they either like listen to you or act like they're your friend. Because people are so lonely.
Japan is in a very strange place at the moment where people are not having relationships anymore. It's a very, very odd situation.
But they provide like a person to talk to, or so it's some kind of weird stuff like that, because they've all become kind of basement
insular
equivalents.
Yeah. Okay, but getting back to this guy, Carl, you know, I mean, he's out on the sofa.
That's the problem.
Yeah, but he's out. Yeah, but is it a bit of an overreaction? I mean, don't get me wrong. He shouldn't have lied to his missus. There's no doubt about that, okay? He probably should have took the bull by the horns and just said, look, we were at a lap dancing club, and took his beating. And mind you, judging by her reaction, she still probably would have got chucked out of the house and out to his friend's sofa for Christmas. He's got two kids, and she's going to let him come home for 2 hours on Christmas Day.
Yeah, look, chances are he's probably on the verge of being chucked out anyway. Like, these things are never as simple as he went to strippers. You know, did he do something else that we're not hearing about? Or is it just that big of a...
Is it the nail in the coffin, like?
Usually when someone gets turfed out, it has to be either a relationship that one of them doesn't value, or it is the culmination of a series of events that gets them there. You know, this should be the kind of thing that he should go crawling back to her, have some nice makeup sex, tell her how gorgeous she is.
You're simplifying women there. I know Minnie is laughing at that. Minnie, would you go back and
do a bit of groveling?
Minnie, would you be pacified with a makeup set? So yeah, women are such simple creatures, really, aren't they? A makeup set will make it all better.
No, not at all.
You can look down on me. Everyone has done it. Don't lie, Niall. You've done it. Can't, Minnie. You've all done it. So, like, you know, I'm just the one who verbalized it.
Minnie, have you ever got the makeup set as a form of apology, or even the bunch of flowers?
Oh, it's a bunch of flowers. No, I've got a bunch of flowers when I'm having a bad day. But no, the thing is, and I know other women who get this as well, is it's actually more annoying. Like, if I'm annoyed at you and you come at me trying to have like makeup sex, I'm like, go away, because I'm annoyed at you. Like, stop trying to touch me.
You need someone who's better at it. That's all. you need someone who's more talented in that space, and you'll quickly be a convert to the school of solving your problems with makeup sex. Great.
I mean, Minnie, just finally, because I want to let you both go, but in relation to what she should do from this point on, should she just swallow her pride? Let's just say, for the argument's sake, Carl is wrong and there's nothing else to this problem apart from this particular issue. Should she just kind of swallow the pride a little bit, accept the apology, which I'm sure he's groveling to give her, you know, and a makeup set? Should she just, or is it worth a bit of jewellery, maybe? I don't know. What was it the famous guy from Viagra said? They were asked, were they working? Because Viagra, as you know, is the biggest, one of the biggest selling pills in the world. And they asked him, are they ever going to bring out a female version? And he said it would be a bit more complicated. He said it would have to come with a bunch of flowers and a box of chocolates as well. So, Minnie, I mean, what would you recommend? What advice, if he was your mate, what advice, or she was your mate, what advice would you give?
Oh, you know, if she was my friend, I would say, look, you've every right to be angry, but have a conversation rather than chucking somebody out, or even, you know, chuck somebody out maybe for, like you said, like a day or two, kind of night in the doghouse sort of thing, but then take the phone call and have a conversation. You're never going to get forward in your relationship or in most things if you're not willing to communicate. And when you have kids and it's Christmas time and you're married, like, I think just for the sake of the season, even just, you know, put it aside for a while, but be able to have a conversation rather than just...
Yeah, life's too short. Like, it's not. Yeah, it's not like he was off, went off at one of them. Although if she finds that out, he's in real trouble. It's not like she went off.
Then she has a point.
Yeah, well, she does.
Yeah, I mean, if he had done something like that, she would have a point.
But like, here's the thing, Carl. I went to a lap dancing club once, right, for a stag night many, many years ago. And I found it one of the most uncomfortable experiences ever. I made excuses, got out early. It just didn't appeal to me at all. I remember many years ago we went on a trip with the nightclub industry to a big convention over in Italy in Bologna, and we were brought as a treat out to this fabulous 5-star club where there were strippers, right? And they were burlesque, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But I just found that experience uncomfortable. I genuinely did.
I know from talking to you that you're probably quite an intimate lover. You know, you are probably a person for whom that type of thing, that type of intimacy is something quite personal, whereas I think a lot of guys are just a bit more dirtbag. Maybe, you know, that's like general men.
I'm more curious how you know I'm an intimate lover, but never.
I can tell from talking to you. I'd say you're very good as well. Like, I'm not ever going to try you, but I'm just saying, I'd say, like, you know, you're quite respectful.
I'm well behaved,
But that's all part of, like, there's different types of intimacy, and there's some people for whom putting it objectively on show, it is deeply uncomfortable for them. And if that's the case, don't go looking at that stuff. Don't look at porn. Don't look at naked, you know. But for the guys who are a bit more just base, lust, dirtbag, animalistic, then, you know, that's something.
Which category are you in, Carl? Are you in the intimate lover category, or the...
I'm scumbag. but, you know, comfortably and responsibly so.
Like, all right.
There's a responsibility around that as well. That you've got to honor your commitments to other people. You've got to, you know, maintain physical fidelity, all of these other things. Mm. But, I mean, if you were to show me a naked woman and say, isn't that disgraceful? No, I like looking at that stuff. I think women are beautiful.
I think naked women look amazing. I think the female body is much more attractive than the male body. Obviously, I'm heterosexual, so I'm going to say that. But generally speaking, I think it's much more attractive. Minnie, have you ever been to a strip club? Ever?
Have I ever been to... No.
Even for research, inverted commas, purposes?
No. No, actually I haven't. I intended to go into one in Scotland a few years ago, and I can't remember. I think it was closed when I walked past it, but I've actually never been to one before.
Right.
But I wouldn't be against the idea, but I do find something Carl said there, it's really funny, the reaction of some men who kind of posture when there are no women around about how great they are with women. You go to a party and they're like, yeah, when are the girls going to get here? And the girls get there and they just kind of hover by the wall in a little group of boys and they don't actually know what to do.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of men would probably have the same reaction in a strip club. And it's sort of about, you know, the relationship that each man has to his own masculinity. Like, some men don't like strip clubs because it makes them uncomfortable, and some people don't like strip clubs because, like, they feel that they want to kind of earn sex from a woman, they want to impress a woman, and that's why they're getting sex from her. And if they feel, you know, maybe particularly like that's how their masculine is, by earning sex from a woman, if they can just get it, you know, sort of looking around a room, I think that it doesn't work for them the same way that does work for some people, you know, like Carl said.
Okay, well, listen, both of you, thank you very much indeed. Carl Dieter, social commentator. I'm just going to call you social commentator from now on, Carl. It's probably just easier.
You'll be the final nail in my coffin.
Or Minnie Mooney's sparring partner, one or the other. I don't know. And Minnie Mooney, journalist of the Irish Independent. Listen, thank you very much indeed to both of you. And have a lovely Christmas if I don't speak to the two of you. All right, thank you. Now let me just go to one or two of our callers. Before I do that, I've got this.
Niall Boylan has been told to shut up from the time he was in school. And all through his life, they just keep telling him to shut up. But not anymore. Because now he has his own live podcast, the Niall Boylan Podcast.
Right, let me go to Breda. Breda, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall, how are you?
Good, Breda. So the idea of your other half, you know, obviously the other half hasn't been around in a little while from what you tell me, but when you were happy in love and marriage and everything else, you know, the idea of him going off to a strip club and not telling you about it and then you finding out, where would that leave him?
Well, I wouldn't be happy that he didn't tell me, but like, I couldn't care less if he went to have a look at a few boobs or whatever. I mean, unless this woman, unless he's, as that chap said, he has, this was the final nail in the coffin. I think she's completely overreacting. Like, at Christmas, with three small kids.
Yeah. Two small kids.
Or two small kids, yeah. Sorry. But yeah, whatever. Like, you know, I mean,
she said he can come home for a few hours on Christmas Day.
No. I mean, look, as the other girl said, go and have a chat with him, talk to him, you know.
Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned, Breda.
Oh, that's for sure. And I mean, I can put my hands up and say, yes, I have been that woman. I would go feckin' ballistic over something. But you have to, I like to vent. This is what, I'm a venter. So I vent for a few minutes. I go out the door, I bang a few things and come back in and say, would you like a cup of tea? And then that's my way of saying it's all over now. So let's just park.
Yeah, the old cup of tea scenario. The cup of tea is, yeah. I remember years and years ago, talking to a guy in the air and he was a marriage counsellor. And he suggested that when you're having an argument, the cup of tea is always the deal breaker. You know, that's always the, we're sorted now. Would you like a cup of tea?
Yeah, well, I'd come back in and then, we, you know, like we talk maybe about, you know, why did you go off at the far end like that or whatever? You know, and sometimes it'd be for no reason. I just, you know, reacted wrongly or whatever. But I mean, you know, I don't see any harm in a man going to a strip club if that's what he wants to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You said you wouldn't be comfortable with it.
No, I'm very uncomfortable with it. And I don't know what it is that makes me so uncomfortable with it. As I said, I've only ever been to a lap dancing club once in my life, and that was a stag party many, many years ago that I was kind of dragged along. I didn't even expect them to be going to a lap dancing club. And before the lap dancing club, the guys that were involved in organising the stag party, I wasn't involved in organising, but the ones that were involved in organising it, in another place we were in, organised a strippogram. And it was a girl, I don't know, about 20 years of age, 21 years of age, and she came dressed as a police officer and started taking her clothes off while he was sitting down on a chair and jumping around him, right? I was mortified. I genuinely... I was, because I felt sorry for her or something. I don't know. I don't know what it was. Because I was thinking to myself, I was looking at me mate, who was the one getting married, and he's in his 40s, and I'm looking at her going, you dirty bastard, like, if that was your daughter, like, how would you feel? Yeah. You know what I mean? I couldn't get it.
5 years ago, I was in a pub, and we had a blubbergram that came. Well, the crack we had that night was brilliant.
But that sounds like something funny. Yeah, I don't know what a blubbergram is, but it sounds like something funny.
Somebody that has a lot of curves and very curvaceous. And
right. Oh, okay. Okay.
By God, she gave it everything. Do you know what I mean? But, you know, like, you know, you have to take these things with a grain of salt.
Yeah.
Unless he's out dipping it somewhere every other week and whatever else, and this was the final straw, then, yeah, leave him out. Let him off. You know, he can come home for a few hours. But if it's just the fact that you caught him out in a lie and, like, men, I don't know why men try to lie, because you all let yourselves down. You forget. You get very, you're very cocky when you sell the lie, and then a month later you say something and the women will always go, that's not what he said a month ago.
I know, I get you. Well, stay there with me, Breda, because Maureen, you wouldn't be happy at all. You think it's like cheating.
Yes, I do.
Oh,
yep.
Okay. So she's right. She's right to chuck him out.
Yeah, I'd have done the same.
Yeah.
The fact that he lied, tried to cover it up.
Yeah.
And again, only for the phone call.
Yeah.
Might never have found out about it.
No, she probably wouldn't have found out about it if it hadn't been for the phone call.
No, she wouldn't have, no. Yeah.
No.
So I wouldn't be putting up with that.
Would you not?
No, not a hope. Not in a marriage, no.
And is it cheating?
It's a form of cheating. What it would be a form of cheating to me is lying and cheating.
Because he's admiring the body of other women. Yeah.
You know, if he come along the following day and said, you know, I got so drunk last night and blah, 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 the excuse, and this is where they dragged me and this is where I ended up. I didn't want to go there, but they dragged me. At least he'd be after telling you the truth in a roundabout way.
And when, as I said to you, when I went to that lap dancing club that night, going back many, many years ago, I'm not saying I was dragged, but I was kind of embarrassed into going. Because if I didn't go, you know, it was a mate's stag party. I would have been, yeah, you know,
a dry shite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd have been a dry shite. That's it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But exactly. I wouldn't class it as a form of cheating. I mean, you can open up a magazine, and I mean, I don't know if the newspapers do them anymore, but like there was always the Page Three booth.
Oh, they're gone. Page Three is gone.
All right, okay. I don't know. I don't look at newspapers.
I always used to think was funny about Page Three was like there was a picture, say, of Amanda 19, right? So here's Amanda 19. She doesn't agree with Boris Johnson's new policy on finance. And I'm going, Amanda hasn't a clue about Boris's new policy on finance.
You could have a degree in.
I have a funny feeling Amanda didn't. I think Amanda was her career move was a glamour model, and that was about it.
Well, look, I would love to her if she made money on it. But I mean, like if a fella looks at a picture of a woman in a magazine or a paper, is that cheating?
Well, no, there's a difference, and Carl Dieter mentioned that a few minutes ago, you know, about looking at pornography, and most people have looked at pornography, but that's fantasy. When you're in the lap dancing club and some young one's bouncing around in front of you, that's real life. You know what I mean? There's a bit of a difference.
But my understanding is in a lap club that most of them are up on a stage, like, and they're...
They come down. People pay for private dances and they come down and they jiggle around you.
But like, if you're not paying for a private dance and you're just in there having a few drinks with the lads, I mean, what's the harm?
Yeah, which lad goes to a lap dancing club and doesn't have a private dance? I imagine they probably all do. Well, stay there, Derek. I'll be with you in a second. Let me go to Sandy first because we've been waiting ages. Sandy, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. I have you on loudspeaker. Is it okay?
Yeah, that's fine. I can hear you fine. Go ahead.
Oh, that's grand. Thanks. I don't find anything wrong in anybody going to a strip club or anything. But the only thing I have, right, he did lie to her, and it was because he was totally embarrassed. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he knew he'd be in trouble. He knew he'd be in trouble, Sandy.
Yeah, he knew he'd be in trouble. So he said, look, Trish, you better not say that to her, because when I go home now, she's going to eat the shit out of me or kill me altogether. We come better off saying nothing, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, Jesus, there's many a time I go and see the chain gang when they came to a club. Do you remember the chain gang?
Yeah, a mate of mine used to be in the chain gang years ago. Tommy. Yeah, Tommy Egan.
I know Tommy. I know Tommy very well.
Yeah, Tommy's a lovely fella. I knew Tommy really, really well. I haven't seen him in years, but I know Tommy really well.
Probably got off to get married or whatever.
Yeah.
But, I found them absolutely fucking great. And the one rule that they have is that you can look...
you can't touch.
But you can't touch. And you can't go off with another woman or whatever. And, you know, if you're a married couple or in a relationship with a guy and you're walking down the street, blah, 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 and there's no point in denying it, Niall. If you see this lovely lad walking by you while you're arm in arm with your other fella, you're going to say, shit, look at the ass on him. Isn't he fucking lovely?
Oh, are you a bum woman, Sandy? Do you like a nice bum?
Oh, I am. I am. Yeah. I am. I am, but he has to have a bit of meat on him.
Right, okay.
the point of the matter is, it's like looking in the shop window.
Yeah, there's no harm in looking in the shop window, as you say, right? But in saying that, when you're going to a lap dancing club, there's a bit more than looking in the shop window. You're actually in the shop and you're touching the goods. You know, when I say touching the goods, they're naked. You know, you don't see people walking up and down the street naked.
There's no harm in that. We all came in the same way. We all go up the same way. We all have the same bodies, this and that.
Maureen says it's like cheating.
It's not really cheating unless you're actually going off with that person. You know?
Yeah, Maureen. Yeah, you're not going off with them, Maureen. You're just, you know,
admiring them. It doesn't matter. What is my opinion? You're still in this club. You're still looking at naked women. Your wife and children are at home. You haven't even the decency to come back and even admit to what you did. So it is, actually, yes.
Okay, well, do me a favour, both of you. Stay there for a second, because I want to go to Derek Byrne, good friend of mine, journalist, academic and gay rights activist. Derek, hi.
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Yeah, Sandy said she's a bum person. Are you a bum person, Derek?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
A nice meaty bum. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Okay, so Derek, okay, let's flip it around a bit. As a gay man, your boyfriend goes off and he goes out to see the chain gang one night on a night out with his mates. You know, Christmas party, work or something like that. I don't know. Goes out to see the chain gang, comes home, doesn't tell you about it. Where were you? Ah, 12 pubs at Christmas. Yeah. And then you find out he was off to see male strippers.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fact of the matter is, you know, in this case, the guy lied. You know, fundamentally, that's the bottom line. He lied, so he raised mistrust. Mm. And she's feeling now, you know, that she has been betrayed simply because of the way he handled it. He handled it really badly. So she has felt betrayed, and that's the important thing. She feels betrayed. She feels like he has cheated. And that's how I would feel. Mm. And the thing is, I think that at the end of the day, she probably needs to sit down with him and say, listen, these are the boundaries in our relationship. For me, you going to a lap dancing club with your mates is like cheating. That's what it feels like to me. And I would rather you didn't do that. But I don't think what has happened is enough for her to break up her marriage. I think maybe meet him for dinner, get him to pay, and sit down and say, these are my boundaries. For me, this has been like cheating. Okay, you made a mistake. You handled it badly. Don't do it again. And let's move on. Mm. That's what I would do.
Yeah, it doesn't look like she's going to do that from what I can see, the anger in the email.
So, you know, it's like, yeah, of course she's angry and she's upset, and anybody would be, and she's every right to feel angry and upset. And I'm annoyed that her family are not supporting her on this.
No, her sister and her father think she's overreacting. Yeah. But see, what I noticed, by the way, is the type of... Okay, she has good morals, it seems, from the email, because she says, lying about the fact that he supports the objectification of vulnerable women. Now, okay, you may or may not agree with that, okay? But the point of it is, it just shows to show you that she does have good morals.
Oh, well, I think she's taking that too far. I mean, it was a guy's night out. And also, women have the right, you know, we must be very careful about moralizing as well. Women have the right to do this if they feel that that's what they want to do, as long as they're not being forced into it. Now, we do know on another subject, and we'll talk about it another time, that sex trafficking to this country is a
big
common
issue. Yes.
But as long as it is their choice on this, and they're feeling empowered by doing this and in control, that's
fine. Have you ever been to a strip club, Derek?
I have. I've been to a lap dancing club in Dublin, yeah.
Male or female lap dancing?
Female. Okay. Yeah, female. I went with friends, you know. Okay. I do have straight friends. Like you, not. I do have straight friends.
I know. And you do find the female body quite attractive to look at.
Absolutely. Yeah,
okay. Well, it is, in fairness, you know, even as a gay man, you must admit the female body is much more attractive than the male body.
No.
Thought you'd give me that at least.
from my experience in the lap dancing club, I was embarrassed. That's true.
Yeah, I was embarrassed. I was embarrassed too. And that's why I made my excuses and got out.
But the thing is, I've been to gay clubs where there are male strippers, and I mean, that would shock the life. I must bring you along to one, actually.
You're grand. You're joking, Sandy. If I was embarrassed seeing female strippers, I would be equally embarrassed, or not more embarrassed seeing male strippers.
Sorry to interrupt you guys.
Some lad going around doing the helicopter in front of me. Are you mad?
Right. Sorry, Nally, could I ask you a question, please?
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to put this out to your listeners. Would the listeners think that strippers and hookers are all the same? You know what I mean?
Well, in other words,
we not say the word hooker. It's the term is sex worker. No, Some women do it as a choice.
Mind you, in fairness, Derek, when I was talking about sex work and the laws around it going back 5 years ago, I mentioned to Minnie from the Irish Independent earlier on that I spoke to a lot of sex workers on the air, and they referred to the term happy hooker on many occasions. Which would differentiate between people who are being trafficked or vulnerable women or people who feel forced into it to those who do it willingly.
What a person wants to call themselves individually is their business, but when we're talking about it as a group, I think it's best we refer to a respectful term.
Okay. I'm looking here on the screen and somebody points out a good thing here, right? It's a WhatsApp message. It says, "Now, it's a well-known fact that at a show like the Chippendales, there is four times more security because women are worse than men and can't keep their hands to themselves. It's a double standard." Oh, hang on. "It's a double standard. This is a complete overreaction from an overprivileged woman." And that comes in from Emily, by the way.
It depends on what's behind it. You know, the Chippendales went off a fun night out and there's no sexual implication. There is with a lap dancing club. And the fact is, they went along and they did this and they didn't tell their wives, and they created this kind of subterfuge and dishonesty. And the wives, you know, they find out, as they did, obviously felt betrayed. And that's perfectly understandable.
Mm. So what you believe it's a kind of night out, basically, bring me out for dinner, we'll talk about this.
I think, yeah, and she needs to be clear about, you know, look, you know, be very clear about her boundaries, and for her to say, I find this unacceptable, this to me is cheating, and I don't want it to happen again, you made a mistake, let's move on. He's, you know, I'd say he's mortified, and I'd say the last thing he wants to do is break up his relationship, you know, but...
Or sleep on his mate's couch.
Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, Minnie mentioned porn earlier on. Minnie mentioned likened it to porn, and so did Maureen, actually, who's on the other line. She likened it to pornography as well. Yeah. You know, is pornography... cheating.
There are similarities, all right, absolutely. But look, we all make mistakes, Niall, at the end of the day. And
would you have an issue with your boyfriend watching porn?
Not necessarily, no. No.
Maureen, you would, wouldn't you, Maureen?
Sorry?
You'd have an issue with, you know, your partner looking at porn.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Definitely.
I'm just curious. Why?
Because I wouldn't see the need, why he would need to look at it.
If you're
in a committed relationship or marriage, either one would need to watch it.
Yeah, sorry,
because that to me would be betrayal to me as well, as how I would feel.
Okay, yeah,
can I just say, I once, I was in a long-term relationship with someone who had gone to London for a weekend and came back and told me that he'd actually kissed another man. I was really upset, and that almost broke up the relationship. I saw that as a real
that is cheating.
Yeah, I saw that as cheating. Yeah, absolutely. But
now that's the front door material. That's front door material.
He didn't. But the thing was, I took on board the fact that he was honest. He told me, and we worked through it. But you know, I think where there's honesty,
when you said he was honest and told you, did you kind of find out from somebody else first and then ask him?
Oh, no. He told me himself. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it was playing on his mind, and
guilt.
He told me. Yeah, and it was clear that, you know, it was guilt, and he wasn't quite sure. But it was that case of sitting down and being clear about what the boundaries are. And sometimes you've got to do that in a relationship. These are the boundaries. We are agreeing that this is cheating, and this is not allowed. You know, it should be obvious, but, you know, like I say, we all do stupid things, and we all make mistakes, and we all do things when we're drunk that we wouldn't normally do.
I don't drink, and I don't find drink an excuse to do something.
Yeah, no, it's
stupid.
Not an excuse, but you know what? You know, sometimes people just go along with what, you know, do things against their better judgment, you know.
Mm. Yeah, no, I get you. Derek, listen, thank you very much indeed. Appreciate you coming on the air to talk to us. Derek Byrne, journalist,
anytime.
Academic, gay rights activist, and mate of the show.
The whole shebang.
Thanks very much indeed.
See you later. Bye.
Bye. Okay, let me go. Maureen, save me there. Let me just go to John as well. John, hi, how are you?
Niall, how are you doing? Everything
good?
Okay?
Yeah.
Your story, you're about a guy who went to a nightclub or
lap dancing club, and his wife has kicked him out of the house when she found out.
And he was thrown out just because he went to a lap dancing club.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that sounds to me crazy stuff, crazy overreaction.
I mean, an overreaction.
Christmas party, a few drinks on him. What the hell, you know?
Yeah.
Like those lap club, you know?
Yeah, but Maureen on the other line said she'd do the same thing. She said it's cheating.
No, it's not.
It's betrayal,
more
than anything else.
Betrayal, yeah.
Yeah.
Nonsense. Look, so it'd be betrayal if he was off somewhere and went off with another woman for a couple of weeks on and off, and he was having a piece on the side, and he was in a marriage or a stable relationship with children and that. And that would be betrayal. But that happens too. And the reality is that nobody's perfect. Men and women aren't perfect. None of us. The men are probably worse than are more susceptible to temptation than the women. But it goes on. But I know men whose wives have, you know, kicked them out because they were found dancing at night when they should have been in work and whatever with other girls. And they didn't have no proof even of anything they were doing or anything. But I also know the reverse situation. You know, it's not, everybody will fail at some stage in their lives. And the important thing about even fail seriously, and I mean, you know, if you take a fancy in your marriage, you're married and happy and have a good relationship with your wife, and some very attractive woman comes along under your radar and she takes a fancy to you and lets you know she's kind of, you know, free and available.
Interesting.
It's very hard. Men don't have that.
You think it's hard to say no?
Few men have that strength of, what shall I call it?
Willpower. You know, the willpower, yeah.
Strength of spirit.
But if you love your wife, why would you say yes? So what you're invariably saying, John, is that every man offered the opportunity and a place will take it.
Yeah, that's true. Not all men are like that. So you can't tar all men with the same brush. What this man did was he lied. He lied. And he would have got away with the lie only for the phone call. And she would have known nothing about it.
A minor offence.
You may call it a minor offence. I wouldn't call it a minor offence. And you're just making excuses for him.
If she found out that he'd been having a go at some a relationship with some other woman for the past year, every weekend disappeared somewhere for work.
To be fair, John, it doesn't have to be an ongoing thing to be cheating. If you're out one night and you sleep with another woman, that's a one-off event. That's cheating. That's enough for the relationship to end.
People should have more sense. If that happens, whether they're men or women, they should have more sense to break up their marriage, their relationship, their children, cause chaos in their...
You would imagine so, wouldn't you? But people do it.
They do. Unfortunately, they do. And that's crazy. That's a lack of tolerance, understanding for the opposite sex, whatever they may... Look, it's who let he who is without guilt throw the first stone, or who has never committed, as you say, adultery in his or her heart.
And you reckon most men have cheated or will cheat if given the opportunity?
A lot of them will, unfortunately, given the
opportunity. Give me a percentage. Give me a ballpark percentage. What, 80%?
I don't know if anybody has ever done an analysis of that particular thing, you know, but certainly if a man is really inveigled into cheating,
How do you get inveigled into cheating?
Well, a woman makes a big play for him, and she may even know he's married, but she says, "What the hell? I want this man. I want him in my."
So she kind of flashes a bit of body at him.
Well, yeah.
Does her womanly thing, her womanly charms.
Yeah, they know. A woman knows how to come on to a man very easily. And a good woman won't come on to a married man. I mean, you know, she'll say, that man is married. I'm not having anything to do with him. It wouldn't be right for me to break his marriage and relationship and destroy his life. You know?
Okay, well, hang on. Let me just bring Angela into this conversation as well. Angela, hi, how are you?
Hi, Angela,
hang on. Before I talk to you, 2 seconds.
Niall Boylan has been told to shut up from the time he was in school. And all through his life, they just keep telling him to shut up. But not anymore. Because now he has his own live podcast. The Niall Boylan Podcast.
Sorry about that, Angela.
That's all right, my dear. How are you?
They're time markers. So my producer tells me they're time markers. It's for timing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They have to be done. That's okay. Yeah. I'm a patient woman.
Now, you heard, John, every man given the opportunity, well, most men will take the opportunity. It's not a big deal. You know, it was a lap dancing club, or even if you'd have a little cheese, it's okay. Well, it's not okay, but you should have respect. But in saying that, you know, it's not the end of the world. We're not perfect.
No, I do not agree with cheating for most obvious reasons.
Yeah.
But for God's sake, it's a lap dancing club. Get over it. Do you know what I mean? It's like these women who go, oh, I found my husband watching porn. It's just a bit of fun. That's all it is.
Tell Maureen that. She's taking this very seriously. And I understand, by the way, why she has values and she has morals.
Values and morals? No.
Yeah.
They're just going in to watch a woman go around the place. Women do it in strip clubs as well with men. What's the problem with it? A lot of the time you're not even allowed to touch them. You can get a lap dance, but you nearly have to have your hand handcuffed behind you.
Why would you want to go into a club and watch other women stripping when you have a beautiful woman or wife at home?
And three young children.
And two young children, yeah. Yeah.
It's the one thing I don't understand. But I don't have a problem with it. I really don't.
Well, that's fine for you, Angela. But some women would have a problem with it, and that woman has a problem with it.
So she and I would have a problem with it. Home. She split up a family home. She's
well, she didn't split it up. He did. No, she didn't.
No,
he did.
She did. No,
he did.
She did.
He did. He lied. He lied.
Who?
He couldn't even tell her. So he split
Maureen.
It up, Angela, not her.
Maureen, are you going to let me talk? You gonna let me talk
away?
Yeah. Who kicked who out?
Who caused the offence?
But she kicked him out. But hold on.
But
her argument is she was driven to it because of what he did. Not only did he lie, he did something that was against her moral values.
So they've discussed it before, I take it.
Well, I mean, if you're married to somebody, you must know what they're like.
No, I. To be honest, right? When I was married, I never discussed this kind of a thing with my husband.
Yeah, but you would have had a fair idea, and he would have had a fair idea if you were okay with him going to a strip club.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. You know, but I wouldn't have a problem with it. I just wouldn't. And the thing is, right before Christmas, she has kicked him out because he went and looked at a few naked women. That's basically what it's down to.
And she danced around him. Danced around him in the nip lap dancing club.
She danced around
jiggled
him.
Jiggled her boobs in front of his face.
Yeah, I think so. I've never been to one myself, but she has done this because he went. Would she do it if they sat down and watched a movie and there was sex in it?
That's different. It's on telly. It's on screen. It's not real life.
It's on the screen.
It's not real life. This is real life. This is a real person in front of him in the nip.
It's actually not real life. It's a fantasy.
Well, I didn't know. Hang on. Well, it's not. It's real life. She's in front of him in the nude. It's real life. It's not a fantasy.
Did he go home
a fantasy
with her?
Is porn. That's a fantasy.
Did he go home with her?
Well, from what we know, he didn't. No.
No. You know, did he have sex with her?
From what we know, he didn't. Maybe he could have.
Did she perform any sexual acts on her?
All I'll say is a lot of lap dancers do perform sexual acts. Illegally, can I point out?
Niall. Yes. So let's take it out that this is totally legal and legit.
Yeah.
Okay?
Just a lap dance.
He went
yeah.
to a lap dancing club where you're not allowed to touch them, you're not allowed to grope them, you're not allowed to do anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what's the problem?
So, Maureen, what is the problem?
The problem is that, to me, it's betrayal. He lied.
How is it
and
betrayal?
And he betrayed his wife.
How?
Who was at home with two small children. By him going to a lap dancing club, a married man. There is no need for any married man, or married woman for that matter either, to be going to these places. It's morals, and if you have standards and morals, you don't do it. You
it's
don't do that
morning.
To your wife or your husband. Your wife doesn't do it to the husband, or the husband doesn't do it to the wife. Simple
it's
as that.
It's pretty fun.
That's my book. It's not fun in my book. I have morals, and I have standards, Angela, and I wouldn't put up with it.
Excuse me. I have morals, and I have standards too, as well. You know, that you seem to knock a lot of the time anyway, but...
So what?
I do have morals. Yeah, exactly.
Just a different set of morals.
I do have morals.
Yeah.
I do have morals. I'm a proud woman. I'm a proud human being. But I can go out and have a bit of fun too.
And your point is? We're discussing about what this man did.
Stay there, but hang on. Stay there, both of you. Just let me bring Jackie in as well. Angela and Maureen, stay with me. Jack, hi, how are you?
How are you getting on? Are you good?
Good.
Yeah, good. I was listening to John there. Like, he has a great view on life. He's blaming women for everything.
Yeah. And he also believes that most men will do it, given the opportunity. Yeah, but go on.
Of course they will. Like life is like, look, we're living in a world now. Back to the laptop thing. That'll be another day's discussion. But right, we don't know. Was it his first time doing something? Wolfpack, out with the office. Were the women and men with him? It's a wolfpack mentality. Unfortunately,
no, there was only men. There was just the lads from work.
It was only men, right? The lads from work. They all go out. They drink, take, and et cetera. He didn't do anything as such. Do you know that kind of? He went to a laptop. He went along with a load of his mates out of work. He probably, quite possibly, a man that kind of, oh yeah, well, I'll go along anyway, because you know yourself, the office afterwards. Oh, he's one of these. He's one of that. That's the world we're living in, unfortunately. So probably just went with the flow. What I'd love to know is who made the phone call to the wife.
No, the wife rang his mate's wife and found out from her.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, they didn't apply the when in Vegas rule. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. When on tour, stay on tour. Do you know what I mean? And both women and men, don't tell me that there isn't women who go away and do things in this world we're living in.
Of course they do.
Now. And don't
some do,
me,
not
yeah,
all.
Yeah, yeah, not all. No, not all. And I'll never generalize and say all, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah, but is it cheating? Because she says it's cheating. Maureen even says it's cheating.
It's not cheating.
No,
it's not.
You're looking at a naked woman.
Yeah,
that's not your wife.
But sure, I know that. Yeah, but he just goes along for the flow and the fun and the crack. And
if the lad said, "Let's pick up a hooker," would he go along for the flow?
That's cheap.
Different.
That's different.
That's different.
I'm just saying, would he go with the flow with that as well?
You're right, Niall. No. I would personally myself. No. Definitely
no, that's
not.
That's different, Niall.
Not in a million years.
That's different, Niall.
Absolutely.
Okay, I get you, Angela. You said it's different. No. I heard you. So,
totally, 100%.
Jack, have you...
But Niall...
Yeah.
But Niall, can I just... Sorry, just say here. I wouldn't give a damn if it was his idea. If he turned around and he was like, come on, come on, let's go down.
I'm sure he's a grown man, He's a grown man.
Yeah.
He's a grown man. You know, like, I mean,
a grown man, but as Maureen would say, a grown man with no respect for his wife and his marriage.
Ah, Maureen, God.
Get the pole out of her back.
You
can laugh away. Laugh as long as you like, as hard as you like. I'll tell you what's wrong in this country. This country is losing morals. Morals have gone out the window and anything goes. And if you're in a committed relationship, especially a marriage, you do not do that to your husband or your wife.
Tell that, Maureen, to all the people that were telling us the morals that we were supposed to be carrying on. What morals were they carrying on? Do you know? So he didn't do any harm. He was out with a part. He probably
yes, he did do lesson. Harm. He betrayed his wife, and you're all just trying to make excuses for him.
He did. You're living in the perfect world. Do you know?
I know exactly the kind of world I'm living in.
The only thing that
Who taught
wrong.
You? Maureen? Who taught you the morals? Who taught you your morals? The Catholic Church. They great morals.
Oh, you have to bring
the
Catholic Church into it. Do you again another Catholic Church bathroom?
Yeah,
no,
well, that's true,
my parents,
it?
Actually. My
Back
parents
today, well, they,
brought
and who
me
taught
up
your parents?
With my morals.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, the Catholic Church did a great job, didn't they?
Well, in fairness, Jack, we were all brought up the same way. I don't know what age you were.
Exactly,
we were all brought up the same way. And we were all brought up at a time when, yes, our morals were dictated by the church and by our parents. So, I mean,
he didn't commit a crime.
The Catholic Church has to be brought into everything. When people have morals and standards, the Catholic Church is thrown into
Catholic
it.
Church. That's right.
No, you forget that people had parents who brought them up properly, who brought them
absolutely.
Up with good morals.
My parents brought me
and
up.
Standards.
And so, and what harm did the man do? What crime did he commit?
He betrayed his wife.
Did he go out and commit a crime?
He betrayed his wife. He betrayed his wife.
How?
Doing what he did.
Excuse me. How do you know?
Yes, he did.
How?
Because that's my opinion.
Tell me.
And that's how I would
there
feel.
There you go. That's your opinion. There's your opinion. That's it. So
Niall. That's how I would
feel. Okay, well, sorry, Angela. Go ahead. Yeah, because I want to bring Bernie in a second. Go on, Angela.
Yeah, the only thing that he did wrong was by not admitting it at the start.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
When it came up,
now you
that's
said it.
The only thing.
Well, the reason he obviously didn't admit it because he knows how she would have reacted, and we can see how she was reacting.
Yeah. We know how she reacted and everything. But still, in all fairness, like, all he did was go, oh, Jesus, no, I didn't go to a lap dance. No, Jesus, not me.
Exactly, Andrew. Exactly.
But that's it, like. Do you know what I mean? She has split up a family because her husband went, not me, wasn't me. You know, it's a total different scenario to, I caught you cheating. I caught you with another woman. I caught you having sexual intercourse with another woman. That's different. This is, you went along and watched a woman dancing around. And the other thing that I want to say here, right?
Yeah, quickly.
Don't think that this is anything like it's trafficking. Do you know what I mean? That these women are brought
well,
in
some of them are. No, I mean, now to be fair, Angela, a lot of them are. And now, not all of them. Some of them are quite willing participants. But many women are trafficked into Ireland for the purpose of lap dancing.
Yes, but...
Or they're vulnerable.
They're vulnerable. But a lot of them do it. Look at the States, the amount of money that they...
I'm looking here, by the way. Claire on WhatsApp says... I'm shocked at Angela, considering she's been cheated on and knows how it feels, but I would believe that the lap dancing club is a gateway to cheating, and he's clearly being aroused by other women, which, okay, can happen, but if he liked it and they've got two young kids at home, maybe there's no action going on at home and maybe he's not attracted to his wife, and that would lead to cheating anyway. She's got a point.
Hold on a second. Who's not to say that she doesn't throw herself around a pole in lingerie at home for him? That wouldn't stop him going to a lap dancing club.
They say statistically men cheat when there's a lack of intimacy in a relationship. Women cheat when they get a lack of attention. That's according to statistics, right? So now I'm not suggesting, by the way, it's cheating. That's Maureen is saying that.
Just putting that out.
Yeah, I'm just saying. But if he wants to go and if he enjoys, I told you I was at a lap dancing club many, many years ago, but I didn't enjoy it. I was actually embarrassed. I went, I made me excuses, get out early. I was mortified. Didn't interest me at all, right? If you are interested in your wife and you find your wife attractive naked, why would you want to go and watch another woman diggling her gadgets around?
Well, now, can I ask you a question, right?
Yeah.
Were you married at the time?
Yeah.
You were?
Yeah.
So who's not to say that this wasn't his first time and he was mortified? Have any of you looked at that, Maureen?
Exactly.
Okay, well, stay there.
It wasn't his first time.
Yeah, maybe he went and he was embarrassed by the whole situation. Maybe he didn't actually enjoy it, Maureen.
Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. But he still went, though.
Yeah. Jack, have you been to a lap dancing club?
No, actually, never.
Are you only saying that because your wife might be listening?
No, seriously, I've never. No, ever.
Okay, now we'll stay there, Jack and Maureen. Let me go to Bernie.
I would have absolutely no interest in going to a lap dancing club because...
It doesn't appeal to me at all.
You know, like, seriously, and I've been out, like, listen... I've been away with lads. We've gone on golf outing, golf aways, all that kind of stuff. And yeah. I would say the majority of my mates wouldn't be interested in going to a lap dancing club because for what? You know?
I mean, why would I pay 20 quid to see someone's boobs? Is it 20 quid in or 30 quid or whatever it is in? Why would I pay 20 or 30 quid to see somebody's boobs when I can look online and see them
free? Yeah.
Bernie, hi, how are you?
Go to a nightclub and have a good night out, you know.
Sorry, Bernie. By the way, congratulations. I believe you've just become a grandmother, a new grandmother.
Yes, thank you very much, Niall. I did yesterday, number 7.
Baby Isla.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm delighted. Thank you so much. She's beautiful.
Now, back to our lap dancer.
Okay, so I think that the wife is a little bit overreacting to it, only because I know that women going out on these, you know, the women's hen nights, I inadvertently went to one of those clubs by mistake. I was drunk, like, and then they said, oh, we'll go in here. The Chippendales are playing, and like, you know, I mean, I went in part of the group because I didn't want to be like the idiot, and I wanted to be, you know, show that I was a bit, but it was more, I mean, it was, and like, I mean, your man was dangling his bits in and out and trying to, you know, but I mean, I didn't get turned on or anything by it. I was mortified and thinking, thank God I'm married, you know, and I came out of there thinking delighted with myself. Maybe I'm old fashioned, but a lap dancing club, I mean, there's so many, I know all the negative parts that the ladies have brought up, but also, like, it was a one night out. It's a Christmas night out. Like, we all get, you know, you get a few drinks with the press, you go out and have a meal and you have a few drinks and they say, well, let's go in here. And you all go in, you know, you troop in.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're not really, you're not turned on by anything. You're just doing it because you're part of a group.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, that's the way I would look at it. I'd say, you know, if she found out, I'd be a bit, I mean, if my husband did it, I'd have been a bit off. Well, was it any good? And he'd say, no, you know, you'd probably break my hip if I get into some, you know, whatever.
But you wouldn't nail him for it, no?
No, not at all. Sure, I'd say, look,
I understand what Maureen is saying. Maureen comes from, you know, good stock. She has good morals. And I have to say, I admire Maureen's morals. And I wouldn't have a huge amount of time for it. Now, don't get me wrong, I probably wouldn't have chucked him out of the house. But I don't have a huge amount of time for it either. I don't understand why you would want to go and watch other women naked when you're married and have a beautiful wife.
Absolutely. I'm from an era where none of that ever went on, you know, in Ireland. And I don't see it personally as any turn on for anything. I mean, I don't know why you would look at women who are, God knows where they've come from. We don't know why they're doing it. I don't think they should. It's not respectful to women overall, generally. I think it's a disrespect. Mm. However, there is clubs that are all around Ireland. They aren't being, you know, been taken off the market. They shouldn't be allowed to be opened in the first place. But that's the way modern Ireland has gone.
Yeah, but most of these lap dancing clubs, with the greatest respect, are basically a cover for brothels.
Well, I don't see. This is a backstory that I don't like. This is a story that is that I understand what Maureen is saying, and I completely agree with her on lots of issues that she brought up. However, I can see it as a drunken night out. And, you know, they all lolled in, rolled into this place. Maybe that's how I'm seeing it. And you know, the power of forgiveness. Don't bring up your family for something that, you know, he hasn't done it before. And he did admit to it when he was caught. And he's probably mortified. Mm. That would be mine. But the backstory to this is a lot more sinister. And it is terrible. And women should not be disrespected. And we all agree with that. No way should these be allowed to be open and run in Ireland today. That's not how we think. That's disrespectful to on all levels, and it's cheapening women in all sorts. And it's wrong, and we're trying to be, you know, seen in the world as equal, and it's not equal.
I kind of agree with you, Jack. By the way, do you think there's anything seedy about these places? Do you think they should be open? There's any amount of them. I don't know where you're living, Jack, but there's any amount of them in Dublin.
There's any amount of them anywhere in the country, in most of the major towns, and all around. The world we're living in now, and you know what? I, as regards morals, I have morals as well. Do you know that kind of way? I forgot that woman's name there.
Bernie.
She's 100% Bernie. She 100% nailed it on the head there. That's basically what's after happening. Now, as regards all these lap dancing clubs and everything else, the internet and everything, you only have to go online. Anyone can go online. 12, 13, 14, any age can go online and look up where does lap dancing clubs, where does brothels, where does all these escorts and all this kind of stuff going on. Legislation in Ireland is archaic. And no matter what anyone says or does about it, nothing is done about it.
They are trying to change the legislation again now. They only changed it five years ago to regulate it and make it legal.
But you're 100%. Most of these lap dancing clubs, they're just fronts for criminal carry on.
Well, yeah, a lot of it is money laundering. I'm not going to say all of them, obviously. Some of them are reputable. But a lot of it is money laundering, and a lot of them are brothels.
And everyone, and the dogs on the street know where they are and what's happening and what's going on. Mm. But again, the guards, the authorities, the frontline police know what's going on. But their hands are tied as regards everything that's going
on.
So why
would you want to go into something when you know that the majority are fronts for brothels or money laundering or whatever it is, because it's a cash business? Why would you want to go somewhere that's seedy?
I wouldn't do it. He was caught up. I can't explain what the situation is with the man. The man was obviously a bit of an idiot on the night, and he went, as I call it, the wolf pack mentality. And he followed the lead like a sheep.
I'm starting to really agree with Maureen here, because I'm thinking back to my personal experience. I know I sound like a bit of a wuss, and I could still smell the perfume, because she was the young one was reeking in it, right? And she was swinging on a pole and then walking around and jiggling herself. And I just found the whole thing, maybe I sound like a wuss, but I just found it all humiliating. You know what I mean? And I made excuses and went. Now, a few of the guys that were there went off with their private dances or whatever they did in the back rooms. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I just found it humiliating.
Yeah. There's no enjoy. I, pacing myself, no enjoyment whatsoever. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't end the story because it's absolutely...
Yeah, well, then, if you're Jack, if you're saying to me it's a little bit seedy and you wouldn't do it and it's humiliating and all, well, then surely this woman is right to be upset with her husband for doing it in the first place.
All upset, but she shouldn't have thrown them out. End of story. Have a sit down and have a good chat about it and see what the backstory is to it and whatever, and let him go on his knees.
That's a kind of fair point, Bernie, but he did lie to her when she asked him where he went.
Yeah, I do think that, you know, the background to it, yes, is I agree that it shouldn't have happened and he could have walked away. Yeah. However, it's done now. And I say, you know, he's done it and hopefully she shouldn't have thrown him out. She should have been angry and I'd be pissed off and I'd be hurt and whatever. But you don't throw somebody out and break up your family for that.
And with the Chippendales good, Bernie?
Ah, they were great, yeah. Sure it was drugs, right?
Do they do the full Monty?
Listen, if it was in a nursing home, I'd be delighted. I see it every day.
I know what you mean. Do they do the full Monty, but they take them all off?
No, they left on, you know, the what do you call those things? G-strings.
Oh, a G-string.
They had a bit of an old G-string.
And what, they don't take their willies out?
No, I didn't see any. Oh, no, I wouldn't be able. Actually, I can't see anyway. I could have seen.
You'd be going, hold on, they put me glasses on. Hang on.
Glasses on. Get the binoculars out there. No, I didn't see any.
Okay, well, hang on. Let me go to Joe. Joe, hi.
Hello, Niall. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon to you too, Joe. Joe, I mean, is this woman overreacting?
She probably is overreacting. Like, you know, I'd say a man, I don't think a man meant it in any way disrespectful. He probably had a lot of drinking in him, I presume, and he probably just strayed off for one night.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, you know, and I know, like, that if you're, everybody, we all have done it over the years, like, you know, we all stray off from time to time. Like, none of us are human sheep, like, you know.
When you say so, we've all, like, strayed off, I don't think we've all, you speak for yourself there, Joe.
Yeah, well, I'm only just giving an example. Like, none of us. Like, I think there's none of us saints. Like, if we were all going to be saints and good little boys and girls,
I'd say Bernie's a saint.
There'd be something radically wrong in the world anyway. That's what I think.
Bernie is a saint. Saint Bernie.
Don't go there now.
Oh, sure.
Bernie, Bernie, don't let me down. Yeah, I am. Bernie, don't let me down.
Absolutely. But we're human. We're human beings. We all can get sidetracked. And we all want to fall into being, I don't want to be the stick. I don't want to be the prude. I want to be sure that I'm absolutely open to everything.
Honestly, we're not. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm cool. And honestly, let's be honest, we're not. Like, most of us are terrified and, you know, afraid where to make a mistake. And that was a mistake. Hopefully it was a one-off for that poor man. And that, you know, she does let him in by Christmas.
Oh, God, yeah. Like, that's, you know, I mean, Joe, she's told him he's kicked out of the house, but he can come home for a couple of hours at Christmas to see the kids.
Yeah, that's kind of he's living under a North Korean-style policy, so he's just coming for the dinner and then he get executed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a good one to do it, all right.
Yeah, she kind of has overreacted. Now, in fairness, look, if she was annoyed, particularly the fact that he lied, you know, it's worth, you know, a day or two of blanking him or, you know, giving him a tough time and making him feel sorry for what he did. But I think, you know, to say this, it's going to last till Christmas at least. And he's not going to be allowed home only for a couple of hours to see the kids. She's now going to destroy the kids' Christmas. Although, in fairness, Angela, or Maureen said she's not destroying the Christmas. He did by doing what he did. I get that too.
Yeah, well, of course you have to look at that point as well. Yeah.
You know, I mean, if he went out and he was cheating with somebody, I could understand why she would do that. I could understand why she'd chuck him out and leave him out. But he went to a lap dancing club. He shouldn't have lied. That's the bottom line.
I didn't even know that lap dancing clubs were still opening in this country. I thought they were all gone.
No, they're still there, Joe.
They're still there, truly, mighty. Yeah.
I thought
with the woke government we have now that's closing down everything. I didn't even realise it was still there.
I think my producer just said to me here there this tea, he thinks there's 12 of the, is it 12 in Ireland?
12 really? In Ireland.
12 only 12. I thought there was more than 12. There you go. I'd say the majority, the lion's share of them are in Dublin probably.
Yeah. Yeah, they probably have one up in the Doyle Bar as well, I guess. Private one.
They wouldn't know what to be doing with them. Well, stay there for a second. Let me go to Carla as well. Carla, hi, how are you?
Hi there.
Good. Carla, what, I mean, was she right to chuck him out of the house?
I think, yeah.
Oh, out he goes. Like.
Maybe not for that length of time, but certainly, you know, a few days, because I think the fact that he had to come clean to her about it, you know, like, there has to be respect in a marriage. And you have to be honest with each other. And to be brutally honest, I think those places are for sad single guys.
They are. They're sleazy, aren't they?
They are disgusting. And when I was single and in addiction, I couldn't have cared less whatsoever about going to that place or working there or whatever. But I think you've something wrong with you if you're supposedly happily married, but will go to that kind of place.
Yeah.
Because it's objectifying a woman that's not your wife.
It's also admiring another woman that's not your wife. Yeah.
Like, what are you not getting at home? It raises the question, like, she probably feels, you know, demoralized and disgusting because, you know, he went there. Like, what is she not giving him?
So you reckon there's that much action happening at home?
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm like, you know, what would drive a guy who is supposedly happily married to even want to go to a place like that?
Testosterone, usually. But here's the thing. I've said this already today, that the research shows that men cheat, if you want to refer to it as cheating, men cheat for sex, women cheat for attention. So if a man is not getting it at home, or there's not that much intimacy in the marriage, they tend to stray. And that's just human nature, because men, by the very nature of the fact they're loaded up with testosterone, you know, feel the need to get it out there. Which is sad.
But like, did he actually not think that anything would happen? Did he not think that there'd be any repercussions for what he did? You know, like, I think, fair enough, I think throwing him out for a week or, you know, a few days, you know, to teach him a lesson, because you can't expect to waltz in and, you know, be happy families after, you know, you've done something disrespectful. And she might have had a conversation with him a number of years ago or in recent times.
From the email, I get the impression that he should know the type of person she is, because she said, I went berserk, I'll be honest, not just about the lying, but the fact that he supports the objectification of vulnerable women, right? So from that point of view, I can tell the type of person she is. He's married to her. I've only seen an email. He should know what type of person she is. There are some women would be okay with it, but clearly she's not, and he should have known that.
Like, if you're married to someone, you know, and you have children, you know, supposedly they've got a few together, you know, you really should know where the lines are. You know, it's disgusting CD behavior. And I think, you know, I genuinely think that they're the worst types of places for, you know,
couldn't agree with you more. Carla said it's disgusting behaviour, seedy behaviour, and it's disrespectful to your wife.
Yeah, but look, everybody has their view, and I suppose that is the case in some cases, but some people will stray off, like, you know, and that's it, and, you know, they're going to do it. And,
well, then they shouldn't be in a marriage.
Yeah, well, that's the problem. I think there is a problem in this country, and not just in this country, but all over the world, where there's a lot of seedless marriages, like, aren't they? You know,
well, there is a lot of marriages with no intimacy in them, but they tend not to last too long. Thank you for that, Joe. Carla, stay with me for a second. Let me just go to Sarah Jane. Sarah Jane, hi, how are you?
How's it going, Al?
How are you doing?
I love the program.
Sarah Jane, do you?
We don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time. Oh, no.
I can see you're taking this very seriously.
Party
I get you. Sarah Jane, was she right to put him out?
Yeah, she was, by the scruff. Get out there. Get out. I wouldn't give him a second chance.
Would you not? No,
I'd say it was a few times that event. And what company, seriously, right? Who in their right mind has a Christmas party in a strip joint?
Well, it wasn't a Christmas party. It was a Christmas night out with a few of his mates. And they went on the 12 pubs at Christmas and then ended up in the lap dancing club afterwards.
Yeah, Listen, that's the biggest load of shit I've ever came across. In any
that's
way,
a
right?
cover story of the highest order. The club pubs of Christmas.
Totally.
Yeah.
Exactly. You could definitely do whatever the pubs of Christmas or whatever. Another surrounding
pub. That's to pub. Justify its behaviour.
Yeah, the drink.
12 pubs.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I don't think, I actually think like it could have been a thing as well.
What thing? We're never going to find out she got cut off. Sarah Jane, are you there? You got to move your head, Sarah Jane, or run up the stairs or do something. I don't know. Don't know where you are.
I don't know.
Jesus Christ. We need to get a phone for Sarah for Christmas. Sarah. She's gone. Yeah, sorry, Carly, you think the 12 pubs of Christmas is a cover story?
Yeah, I think if any man wants to cover their tracks with despicable behaviour, they just say, oh, it was the 12 pubs of Christmas.
I was drunk.
Things got out of control.
Yeah, I was drunk. By the way, I don't drink, so I don't understand that excuse of, it wasn't my fault, it was drink taken, I was drunk.
I'm coming at it from the covering your tracks as an ex-addict, like... Anytime I wanted to get out of trouble, I said, oh, it was open bar, X, Y, and Z were buying me drinks. I couldn't say no. You know, like, it's all the tricks in the book. And
wasn't my fault. It was off me head at the time. Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's just, oh, no. If partner of mine even thought of going near a place like that, you know, I'd be like, what in your wildest dreams do you think you're going there for?
Let's just play the role, right? Okay, you and me, Carla, right? I'm the hubby.
Okay.
And you say, what in the wildest dreams are you going there for? Oh, it was just, you know, a night out with the lads. It was just a bit of titillation, you know what I mean? Just, it was a little bit of fun.
No, can you not go-karting or something?
Well, it's not quite the same thing. You know, the lads all thought this was good. You know, Mick, he likes the women. You know what I mean? You know yourself. It was no big deal. We were just looking at them, Carla. We're just looking at them. Sure, I mean, you're much better looking, Carla. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be interested in any of them. But we were just there for the night. A few drinks taken. It was really crack.
You're just looking for tack with the lads. Like, just get a grip on yourself.
Mm. But, like, I wouldn't cheat on you now, Carla, or anything like that. You know what I mean? I was just looking. Like, there's no harm in looking, is there?
You will in your backside.
Somebody's texted and said, this is like Coronation Street. It is like a bad soap opera, isn't it? Well, I do understand what you're saying, Carla, I have to be honest. And listen, I really appreciate you coming on and talking to us today. I think that's about it. Thank you very much indeed, Joe, as well. Unfortunately, we can't get Sarah back. Her phone has gone haywire. Thank you, Carla, for joining us today. Now, I'm afraid that about wraps it up for today. And thank you to everybody who got involved in the show. I really appreciate it. Please, please, please support the show if you possibly can. And remember, to do that, all you got to do is go to our website. This podcast will be up online in about an hour's time. And don't forget, if you want to download any of the previous episodes, they're all there. They're all on Spotify. They're all on iTunes. They're all on Amazon. All free of charge. Because we understand not everybody has money. If you want to watch any of the video interviews and any of the interviews that we don't stream live, by the way, you will find them on the website, nileboylan.com, and you pay a subscription. It's $5.99 a month. That's between three of us. So really, it's like buying the three of us one pint of beer every month and saying, thanks, you put on a good show and we appreciate you giving people their voice. Remember, of course, the show every day is not about what's in the news. Some days it's a social dilemma, just like this one, which can be a bit of fun too. But other days, we do stories that are in the news. And we try to cover those stories, but we don't want to overdo them and burn you out completely. So we try to cover them when we believe it's appropriate, be it free speech, immigration, and all those other topics that you will never hear discussed anywhere on the radio, or you certainly won't be allowed on to give your honest opinion. So we want to give you that platform. So please support us to continue to give that platform by subscribing on the website. If you can't afford to do that, by the way, you can please just tell a friend about the show. Share it around. Go to our website, share one of the links. You'll find it on the page for Twitter or Facebook or whatever it is. Or go to our Facebook or Twitter account and share a link and tell somebody else about the show. If you can do more than that for us, we'd really appreciate it. Because I know this sounds beggy and I do it all the time. But believe me, we really mean it. It's very difficult to do this when we don't get any money. We don't get paid to do it. So everything that you see and everything that we're providing here, the lighting, the equipment, the streaming services, the cameras, everything, and the three of us working on the show, We don't get paid. We don't get paid to do any of it. We don't have a sponsor on the show, as you can see. There's no ads running over my head. And the reason we're avoiding doing that is we don't want a sponsor or an advertiser dictating what we can and can't talk about, because that's what happens every single time when a show takes an advertiser or a sponsor. We may have to resort to that at some point, and we'll avoid doing it at all costs. But if you could help us by supporting the show, a one-off donation, even if you can do that, you can go to the donate page on our website, nileboylan.com. Just click donate. You can donate anything you want. A fiver, whatever it is you want to donate. We would love you to do that, and we really would appreciate it. I would personally really appreciate it. If you can donate more, and one or two people did, by the way, and I really appreciate it. Thank you so much to those people who did. If you can donate more, we'd really appreciate it. If anyone wants to get involved in helping us and supporting us to keep doing this, we know there are wealthy people out there who listen to us too. So if you can support us, please go to the donate page on the website. Thank you to everybody who supports the show, whether you pay or not. That's why we stream it live, because we want you to interact. It is Ireland's only fully interactive live podcast each day. And believe me, it's the only fully interactive podcast. And I say that with great confidence. So thank you to everybody for joining us today. We shall talk to you again tomorrow. A little bit later on, I'm going to be talking to John McGurk, by the way. We did promise you last week we talked to John, but I'll be pre-recording an interview with him in about 2 or 3 hours, which we will put out later on as well. You can catch that on the website or Twitter account and Facebook. And we'll be talking about everything, including the media, including everything. And the upcoming referendum, immigration, and all those other hot topics. So thank you very much indeed to everybody who got involved in the show today. We'll talk to you again tomorrow at 12. Until then, have a great day.
The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Podcast. Listen live on Facebook, YouTube, and all the usual live stream services. To get in touch, just WhatsApp or text 085-100-2255. The Niall Boylan Podcast. They told me to shut up. Available for download from all your usual platforms.